Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 139, recorded on June 28th, 2013.
I'm Brent Covland.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And boy, do we got a show for you.
Do we? Do we have a show for me, you? Who's you?
You, and Jiggerbob.
And Jiggerbob.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And yeah, no Wes Wilson.
Oh yeah, no Wes Wilson this week. What's up with that?
He's going to Chattanooga to do some
promotion
for PlayOnCon.
For PlayOnCon, which is coming up less than a month away.
Yep.
Into July. I've already asked off for work. We're going to be down there shacking up together.
We're shackers.
I think we might actually shack up with some other people the first night and like the last night or something. Because we're going to have a hotel room the whole time.
We're going to be shackled.
Shackled to each other?
Let's hope not.
Okay.
Didn't you guys sell your rooms? Or they were up for bid or something?
Wes did. Well, the people who actually run the con did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. We kept our rooms.
Yeah, it was a weird thing. Did we get derailed when we talk about Wes? So what's up? Jiggerbob is on the show. And why don't you tell everybody all the awesome stuff that you create?
Hello, everyone. This is Jig. I made the Aeronev maps. I had a large part in City of Love and other stuff. Adventure Multiplex. A lot of people have played the maps. Not a lot of people know the people behind them, though. So I'm that guy.
And the
That's
flood.
Mm-hmm.
That was good stuff. So
and the flood, yeah.
So how many maps have you made?
Eight.
Eight.
Wow.
That's a total guess. I'm gonna look it up right now because we have technology.
Yeah.
And you do have a website, right? Jiggerbob.net.
Jiggerbob.net for all your map making. Well, playing actually. There's not a lot of making needs yet.
Yeah.
It's work in progress.
Did you try to keep that updated whenever a new map comes out? Or?
Absolutely. It's got every map that I've made on it, and every time I update a map, it's on there as well. It's also got if there's something new happening, like Adventure Multiplex 2.
Oh, yeah.
I see a note up at the top about, I need you, and here's how to contribute. So if people want to contribute, go over to jiggerbob.net and click on that button. I'm sure it tells you everything.
So, absolutely everything.
So
too much.
I want to know about City of Love because it was such a cool map. I know there was a lot of people that collaborated and helped in making it. But, I mean, there's so many wacky things happening in it. And it's such a different, unique map that I'd love to know, like, how that came about. Like who drove that ship? Who was the captain?
I would like to say that I was the captain. Between me and Fawn, it came about one night on a friend server, and me, Nurgle Bunny, and I don't know if Fawn was actually there that time, but we had this new scoreboard technology. And sorry if I start getting all technical into Redstone stuff. That's just what I do.
No, that's good stuff to hear.
Yeah, we like technical stuff on the show.
Yeah.
Good. So the scoreboard stuff just came into about, and we thought, how can we make really cool stuff with dialogue trees? So we spent about a week putting up concepts for making something that would work well, and then City of Love just kind of happened. We wanted to make a dating sim with animated faces and ridiculous stories, and seemed to work out all right.
Yeah.
And we played this map, and lo and behold, we came upon ourselves. It was crazy. How did that happen?
We added in a lot of people, and I wanted you guys in there, me and Fawn. Fom knew more about you guys than I did, actually, because I don't watch the show all the time. But since Minecon, actually, 2 years ago, when I met you guys, I hadn't even heard about The Shaft before then. But I met you guys, and then I'd watched it on and off since then. And we just wanted to put you in there because thought it'd be funny because we had this guitar playing animation
Sort
of stuck it on Brent.
Yeah. I love that because I was like in the beginning, like I was looking through creative mode and I was like, hey, there's this cool guitar thing. How can I put this on myself and show the other guys? This will be funny. And then lo and behold, you did
already
it
was
me.
You already was
made it easy.
Yeah.
But Fom watches you guys all the time. And that's how he knew a lot of the isms and like the skull shirt, the love heart shirt on Wes and, you know, that sort of thing. So
that's right. Excellent. Yeah.
You guys are awesome. You should be in more maps.
And thanks, Bomb. He's in the chat room right there too. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad now that we know exactly how to say his name. It's not Faume and all that other stuff.
Well, that's how he says it. I'd like to just say Form.
Faume.
Because that's how I
pronounce it. Faume? Faume. Yeah, no, but it's an awesome map. If anybody hasn't played it yet, I recommend highly going out. I mean, it's completely different from any adventure map out there. So it's good stuff.
I think it's like a sequel, though, to Skyblock, because they have a lot of similar concepts where one of them is in the sky.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're not. Don't worry about it.
Isn't Skyblock the first one we did where we were up on the island and we went down instead of doing anything you were actually supposed to do on the island?
Oh yeah, there's like six blocks and a tree.
Our lava generator was not really a lava generator. It was just...
It was a piece of crap.
Cobblestone generator. Yeah,
I think Skyblock was one of the first huge maps. One of the first huge maps.
Yeah, the giantest map ever.
Yeah.
I don't mean like that. I mean like everybody played it. Everybody
played it. Oh, I see.
Yeah. And you did... So did you Aranev's mansion?
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? See,
yes,
I've been trying to get them to do this one for, like, ever.
Aranev. So, how did you get that name? I always wondered about that name.
It's a really long story.
Oh, is it? It's not backwards for something?
It actually is. How did you know?
Well, I don't know. Anything ending with a Ov that's not, like, Russian, I don't know. It sounds like it would be in reverse.
Okay, the short version. I used to play an MMO called Tibia. It's like one of the first MMOs that has graphics. That's how old it is. And there's a town there called Venor, and it's a swampy village. Oh. And I started sort of emulating or just calling it that because that's where I used to live in that MMO. And then I just reversed it because copyright, I don't know.
Boy, that was a long story. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, there's way more to that. But.
And we did the flood too. That was one we did. That was a while ago though. That was
the flood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a fun one. It was one of those kind of. It was a game with an adventure kind of thing. So that was
sort of a mini game, right?
Yeah.
And you didn't save everybody, though, if I recall.
No, we let a few people die.
Sometimes you got to let some people die. That's what we learned in that map.
Yeah, that
happens. I think I've only seen like a handful where they actually saved everybody, and that's on the normal mode. The hard mode is just ridiculously difficult. I don't know why I made it so hard, to be honest. Don't know what I was thinking.
Because that's not for us. You're a mean jerk.
That's true.
No, it's not true. It's not true.
People don't doubt. Like people don't. I thought people would like a challenge. They don't. People don't want a challenge.
They just want to kind of get through and see the content.
Yeah. Well, it's frustrating if you can't get to the end of a game.
Yeah. You know? Well, I mean, that's the thing about the flood. Even on hard mode, you can get to the end. You do poorly, and actually, the first Aranev, if you do poorly as well, you can still get to the end, but. You just have a bad ending.
Yeah.
Everybody's sad and most people are dead.
Yeah, it's pretty grim.
That is kind of grim. You know what else is grim?
What else is grim?
Well, that's not really grim, but we got a bunch of sponsors this week.
Why would that be grim?
I needed a segue.
Sponsors are a good thing.
We just needed a segue.
I was going to say, we didn't have any word. Right?
It could have been a giraffe. You know what also reminds me of a giraffe?
Our sponsors. Exactly. You know where I'm going for that. This way, we started a new thing on our website at deadorcas.com to allow sponsors through there, and you actually get a title that says sponsor. We're still working out all the kinks in that, so buyer, sponsor beware. You can still sponsor the old way, of course, and that if you want to do that is deadworkers.com/sponsor.
Sponsor.
But let's see. The first one we have here is Gleepo Sales.
Let's see. It what smells. Does say? I gotta.
The new way is difficult.
Help the brothers.
No. It smells like.
It smells like cheeseburgers in here.
Don't read that last. Okay, good.
It does.
It kind of does.
A little.
It kind of does.
Smells like pizza here.
Rotten cheeseburgers. And the next one is Polar Dawn, who sells...
Long live the 10KI!
The 10KI?
Yeah.
What would that mean?
I have no clue.
I bet
Killer
he knows.
Instinct.
Oh.
Is that it?
I don't know. Why would it start with 1-0? Killer Instinct. I love some Killer Instinct, though. I'm going to get an Xbox just for that. I was going to get one anyway.
It's free to play, and you only get one character to start.
Oh, yeah. I want to get
and
Orchid.
And it's not even made by Rare.
Oh, I know. But Orchid's got to be there, and it's got to have the 85-hit combo.
But you're still going to get it anyway, aren't you?
Oh, I'm totally getting it.
Totally getting it?
Totally getting
it. What else are you going to totally get?
I'm going to get the next sponsor here, who is Loner_XD.
Yeah, and they say
which
what?
Is kind of like a smiley face with little eyes. Loner, smiley. Anyway. Hey, an Aussie listener who has enjoyed all of your shows. Could I ask one favor? Brent, do you do the crow screech again?
Is that what they're talking about? I don't know what they're talking about.
I don't know.
The raptor?
Brent makes a lot of noises.
I don't know.
It could be. Maybe one of those two things.
If those weren't right, just sponsor again and let me know.
Yeah,
so you guys don't even read them out like with an accent?
Sometimes. It just depends.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
If we feel like they deserve an accent.
I mean, if we were to try to do an Aussie accent, it'd be like, it'd sound like a pirate or something.
You want to try it, Eric?
No, I don't.
Okay, so we have some server sponsors here, too. The first one here is Creative Innovations. They have a creative server with multiple worlds, no whitelist, and anti-grief. Build to your heart's desire at 209.105.227.189. Join now. And we'll put this in the show notes, of course.
That's kind of cool. Reading an IP address on a podcast. There it is. Rewind it if you didn't hear it the first time. The next one here is from the Excellent Watershed. Go to mc-thewatershed.net. You might have heard us talk about this in the past, but if you hadn't, it is a 2,500 square kilometer survival RPG world with towny multiple dimensions, TeamSpeak, YouTube adventures, live game streams, and... Much more. Excellent. Watershed. All right. So, oops, that's the wrong button. Oh, that's the wrong button, too.
Our journey.
Beautiful.
So, you know, I played a little bit of Minecraft this week, of course. I actually did a script for a curse for their kind of weekly Minecraft builds.
Oh, yeah. Turned out good, too.
Well, thank you. I got to talk about some summer fun maps and stuff. So if you haven't heard, go curse and look it up. But also, we got to play on our hardcore server, building some more stuff, and we filmed.
Oh yeah, we built some stupid stuff.
But it's gonna be epic.
It's cool, but like, I don't know. It feels weird. Like, you know, there's people on the server. We went to the Shaftlands, right? We're building a set, And it's like, it looks ridiculous from the outside. You know, Random Inuyasha, who's a mod and an old friend of ours, she comes by and she's watching us like, what are they doing? This is so weird.
You kind of skipped to a different topic.
Oh, sorry.
We were talking hardcore.
Oh, I thought you were talking...
Hardcore, sir.
Oh, I got in my head that like we went and filmed some skits and built some sets.
No, we did. We did that, too.
Yeah, and we did hardcore. We did a bunch of Minecraft this week.
You're talking about your challenge, right?
Yeah, the hardcore challenge. Let's go through that, and then we'll go and talk about the other thing. But Eric's right. Yeah, we switched up the videos instead of showing us like digging holes and gathering resources. We did that throughout the week, and then we came back and just kind of did a video showing you what we did and created and what we were working on. So I feel like you got to see more with less time involved. Like, who wants to watch me dig holes?
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
That's
true. We've gotten a lot of comments like, can you guys just edit that out, please?
So we did.
Yes, sir. We listened. Can. We can.
So the episode with Martin went out this week, and we'll put out the episode of that next week and probably a couple more next week as well.
Yeah.
And hopefully... get ready for the final epic battle in another week or two.
Yeah, and get killed.
And then what were you talking about, Eric? What were you doing on the other server, on the Shaftlands?
So, yeah, we went to the Shaftlands, and we built a set. We've built a few sets now. Let's see. We have the Quickie Mart from Clerks that is there. We logged back in. This is for TV Ectomy, a skit show that we filmed a week or two ago. And the set is still there. And when we logged in, we saw, you know, the facade of, like, you know, a Quickie Mart, like a convenience store, basically in a little road. You know, and if you go around the back, it's just, you know, it's just like a movie set, right? It's all fake. Well, we logged back in, and this is them in the middle of nowhere. That way, we're not like in anybody's way or anything. But we logged back in. There was like a couple of highways, a bunch of buildings, and houses, and all this stuff all around this little Quickie Mart set that we made, and it was crazy. So I mean, that's cool. I mean, I don't care. I think it's actually kind of neat. So we log back in, and we go way far away. Brent, you found some place way out in the middle of a desert somewhere.
Yeah, just flew.
Yeah, and you just flew for a long time, and we built a set.
Call me Zimmerman.
And Zimmerman?
Yeah, no one will get it. It's so funny.
I don't
Zimmerman
even get it.
Flew. Okay. And Tyler knew.
Oh,
no one? No. Nothing. Go on.
So we built a set out in the middle of a desert, and good luck trying to find this place, but I know that people will on the Shaftlands, and there's going to be like a desert city built around this place next time we go, I'm sure.
Now there's going to be like a hunt for it. Hunt for October.
I mean, we already filmed what we needed to. I mean, well, actually what was kind of cool is like we go back to the Quickie Mart and nothing is touched. It's not like anybody vandalizes the Shaftlands anyway, but like, you know, it's untouched. So feel free to build around this set if you find it. I'm not even going to say what it is. If you see something weird, you'll probably know that it's a movie set. So anyway, so this is for the next TV Ectomy number 2. That's on
Dose.
How did your first one go?
Dosectomy.
Pretty good. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was really fun to make. Response was real
fun to watch.
Good. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
And like, so it's just like a no-brainer to just do more of these. I don't know. We have like a document, and any kind of weird little strange thought in our head goes into the document, and then we kind of flesh it out, go, okay, yeah, let's go film this thing. Maybe it'll actually be funny. I don't know. Who knows?
It's
even
like,
if it's
we'll
not
go.
Funny, like, it doesn't even have to be funny. Just like a weird thought, right?
We'll just be like either eating dinner, or we'll call each other and we'll just chat, you know, while we're pooping or something. and one of us will just be like, hey, what do you think about like a Barry Manilow amusement park? Like, it's a theme park, Barry Manilow, and he's like singing about all the rides and the foods and stuff.
Yeah.
And so that goes in the doc. Like, we haven't done it yet, but that's one of the ideas. That's one of the nuggets that we're thinking about.
It's going to come to life one of these days. It's
awesome. So is there an outtakes for the first one, though?
Well,
or did
you, know,
you only put
really
in the stuff
outtakes
that you recorded?
I deleted them all.
Oh,
wah.
I mean, all the raw footage from that has been deleted.
People love that stuff.
I mean, I think if there's something that really is hilarious and awesome, I think it will be. I'll be aware of that next time, I think. Bloopers are good things. Yeah.
So. Yeah. So I can't wait for the next one.
And then finally, I beat Minecraft.
Yay! Eric beat Minecraft. Like in the face?
Right in the face. So I've never actually beat Minecraft, but I done did it.
So how much did you cheat in the process of beating Minecraft?
100%.
100%.
100%.
So you like spawned in a bunch of ender eyes
yep.
and started throwing them in the air.
I cheated even further. I went and found a seed where the what is
stronghold?
It called? The stronghold is really close to the spawn.
Nice.
So I cheated hardcore.
That's so you didn't even need to look for it.
No, I mean I had to walk I had to fly like maybe 30 seconds.
Nice.
I mean,
nice.
I'm talking. I beat Minecraft in like 5 minutes.
Did you have like make the things to like build the portal there? Like, can't you just make the portal itself?
No.
Oh, we tried that before and it didn't work.
Yeah,
right?
It didn't work. Yeah. But yeah, I just popped him in. Well, the whole thing is, I wasn't just trying to see how bad I could cheat. The thing is, I'm working on a new Minecraft song. It's a folk rock song, kind of like In Search of Diamonds, where it's got ukulele, it's got me singing it, I'm layering my voice, so I'm harmonizing. And I mean, if you've heard In Search of Diamonds, it's very similar. And this is basically, well, see, I don't want to give it away. It really has, I wouldn't say gimmick, but it definitely has a specific thing that it hones in on that is going to be very unique. And when you see the video, you're gonna be like, whoa, that's weird, that's cool, I hadn't thought of that. But I don't want to give it away, but I'll just say that it's based on the ending of Minecraft. So
I already know what it is now.
I technically had to beat Minecraft to get this video. Anyway, the song is done. It's recorded and mixed, and I'm really happy with it.
So I think I know what it is now. I think it's like a...
You know what it is because I told you.
Well, but let's pretend you didn't tell me. Like, okay. I think what it probably is a cover of the Door song, right? This is the end, right? And then, like, all the Endermen walking around and the dragon flying around.
Yeah.
Beautiful Enderman.
He nailed it. No, it's not that. No.
Okay. I would hope not, actually.
Whoa. Loud crickets. Anyway, that was my week. I beat Minecraft, and it was for a video.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
I still have it.
I would love to do it legit, though. I mean...
Well, that's the thing.
So you did it in creative.
Yes, I flew around while I hurled arrows at the dragon, and then when he got close, I switched to my... diamond sword. Actually, it took a long time to kill him, even in creative mode. I mean, you know, you have to take down the tower things that heal him, and you have to chase down the dragon and shoot him. It's hard
work.
You
just using a regular bow?
Yeah. I didn't even enchant it. I just had a regular crappy bow and a diamond sword, and that was it.
I mean, if you're going to cheat right?
Yeah, give yourself a full set.
Chant that thing.
Well, yeah, I mean... I guess it wouldn't have taken
you
that much longer. I was trying to see how fast I could get it, because I was really like, I want to edit this video now. I was like, oh, but I need the footage. So that's why I was like, okay, what's the fastest way? And I got online. I think it was like Husky Mudkips, who we've had on the show before. He had a video on an awesome seed. And actually, here's the seed. It's dossier. It's a capital D. And search for the word to spell it, unless you already know how to spell it. But it's dossier, awesome seed. In fact, the stronghold is above ground. So it's like you don't even have to go digging for it. It's like a big box out in the middle of an ocean. Anyway, really cool seed. So, yeah, I'm done.
Dossier.
Dossier.
So what have you been up to this week, Jigabolv?
Playing lots of Adventure Multiplex 2 submissions.
So you like
a lot of them.
Play them and then approve them. If they're good, you put them in there?
Yeah, pretty much. Even if they're not good, actually. I'll be honest, there's two. They're not great. But they follow all of the rules. And now they're going to be in the map, too. So that's fun.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, if anyone doesn't know, the Adventure Multiplex 2 is it's a huge collaboration map anyway. We get a bunch of submissions from everybody, and they submit an area 20 by 30 by 20. And if you've ever wanted to make an adventure map before, now's your chance. It's small, it's easy, and you can just send it to me, and I'll add it with hopefully 100 others. Right now we've got 23. And in 2.5 weeks, the submission closes.
23. So how many can you, like, what is the max? Like, I mean, how many are you going to have to throw away?
There's no max.
Oh, there's no max.
No max.
Mm-mm. It's, I'm pretty much, if I end up with like 1,000, then it won't be out for a long time because I'm working on it by myself. But, you know, if that would be amazing if that happened.
So yeah, let's make it happen. Everybody go look at this and make one. Well, actually, I don't know if you're still going to have time because we squandered away half the evening doing nothing really except for playing music and talking. But you talked about making one after the show with us.
I would absolutely love for you guys to make one.
Sweet.
And I'll hang out and I'll show you guys what to do. You've got a story in mind you want to tell?
Yeah, sorta. Sure we do.
Have we Excellent. Talked about
that? Yeah.
Well, I believe you.
But I thought I told you.
No, you told me nothing.
Oh, I didn't?
No.
Oh.
It sounds great.
Okay.
We'll do that
yeah?
one.
Yeah? You like it?
Sure.
Cool. We'll do that then.
Yeah. So after this, we'll do... yeah, that'll be awesome.
Excellent. We won't have Wes, though.
Well, then it'll be a good map.
Nice.
Oh, that was mean.
Just
mean.
We have him in spirit.
Yes. Well, cool. Anything else this week?
Not really. Just that, a lot of that. That's Excellent. Very time consuming. I mean, I work full time. YouTube's not a doesn't pay well.
Yeah.
In fact, the last episode, somebody asked you guys, you know, do you guys get people that have not millions of subscribers? I'm one of them. I only have 7,300, and you had Ron too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ron doesn't have a lot, but he's an awesome guy. So
he is awesome. Yeah.
So make it at least, you said 7,000 how much?
7,300 and something.
So we can make it 7,300 and something, maybe one or two more. Like, we've yep. got that pull. So everybody go right now. What's yes. the YouTube channel? Is it Jiggerbov?
YouTube.com/Jiggerbov. JIGARBOV. I should have picked an easier name. I don't know what I was thinking.
I think it's cool. It's unique. It's easy to search yeah. for. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I can find it if I'm told it. Like, there's some out there that you're like, what? Yeah, Ilan Dander 1 LI11Z. You're like, really? Yeah. Do you think anybody's ever going to find that?
Yeah.
Well, I was playing a Hypixel server. Have you guys been on that one?
Which one?
Hypixel server.
Oh, the server. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I love his server.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
There was a guy there. His name was Truck1. Truck 10,000 or something like that. It's like the best name.
Yeah,
that's all.
Truck 10,000.
I just imagine he was sitting there thinking, what should I call myself? Truck 10,000.
Yeah, find a number, find a noun.
Yeah, we've actually been talking about going on there more to do some games and film those because we're always like, well, let's upload this or that, and then we're lazy. And so it takes us time, you know, 30 minutes just blown talking and getting a map up. So we're just like, well, let's just log on a Hypixel server and play some games.
He's got all awesome stuff there.
It's so easy. All, you know, all these maps are right there. You can join on. You don't need to worry about any of that stuff. Go there as a group and you can play his maps too if you haven't already.
Yeah, which I don't think we have.
I thought you might have played one of them.
It seems like we might have.
I wonder if you search for dead... Everybody's doing this, right? In Google right now, Dead Workers Party Hypixel. And does it pull up anything? Blaze boss fight.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Okay, so that's
That was
right.
like one of his first...
That was an early on one, but we played it like a year later or something.
Did it with Donkey Puncher, actually.
Donkey Puncher, right? Yeah. That's a good one.
Some good stuff.
He makes some good visual stuff.
Yeah, he's great at action stuff.
Speaking of of visual stuff, speaking of donkeys and giraffes and Kalamazoo, yeah?
Yeah.
That's horrible. If Wes was here, he would cry.
Well. From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
The news for the Chef Podcast is sponsored by Loot Crate, where you can get all your fancy geek swag once a month. Go to lootcrate.com slash Dead Workers and use the code DEAD to get $3 off.
Do it.
Yeah. I actually got, and this week I got these glasses, these sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
And also the Deadpool Hawaiian Punch guy.
Oh, the shirt. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Plus some stickers and stuff. Like,
that's cool.
Like, the glasses alone I would have paid $10 for.
Right. I was wondering where you got those glasses. That's cool. Yeah.
So they just send, like, stuff.
Yeah, it's like a grab bag.
Yeah, you don't know what they're going to send you.
Mystery stuff.
But, like, we got a Spider-Man lunchbox one time, and you usually get, like, kind of one bigger item and then a bunch of, like, kind of smaller items, and usually it's... some stickers or pins, some candies are usually in each one.
Yeah, just weird stuff.
But it's always like, you know, geek stuff. So it's like, I don't know. I think it's a pretty cool idea.
A car air freshener.
It's like just getting a present from somebody.
Yeah, and you never...
All the time.
It's so exciting. I know at the end of the month I'm going to get a box, and I get it actually shipped to work. So, like, I'm just waiting there. Not waiting, but...
just sitting there like, waiting. I'm ready.
When they, like, deliver mail, they come by my desk and they give me the loot crate box. And I'm like, oh, what's in it this week?
Nice.
Then open it up and...
Christmas.
And it's pretty good in price. It's normally $13.37, you know, leet.
Yeah.
But with our coupon, you can basically get it for $10.07.
So it's less leet.
Yeah.
So less $10 for
but
a
cheaper.
Bunch of weird stuff.
Mm-hmm. And you get the same stuff, so... sign up at lootcrate.com/deadworkers with the code DEAD.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got a bunch of updates this week, it looks like.
We have a flurry of updates.
That is. Yggdrasil?
Yggdrasil.
So this week saw a high level of activity from the devs with Snapshot 13W26A quickly being followed by 6 releases of the 1.6 pre-releases. The main reason for so many updates was because of issues with the new Yggdrasil authentication system. These have hopefully now been fixed and maybe even renamed if we're lucky.
You know, I'm guessing this is probably Swedish for something, but somebody in the chat room let us know and we'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Amongst the tons of bug fixes, tons, I tell you! That's an Agricoli? What am I? What's going on? Astragal!
It's that Yggdrasil mess you up.
It's kind of confused you.
There was one new addition, the slash play sound command. You can play a sound from a particular file. Only specified players can hear it, and options such as location and volume.
So location, volume, and the file. This is awesome for map makers.
Think about this for a moment. You're in City of Love. You walk up to the hooker, and she talks to you.
Yeah, with voice, right? Now voice acting, and so I wonder if Vladimir...
Or she starts playing the...
is going to do this. See, we're working
on a... podcast for you, right?
What, have a podcast being
on the server, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, new sound effects and... voice music,
like right now it only works for sounds that are already in Minecraft. Like you can edit those sounds and you can pull any of them that you want, but in the future, and it was supposed to be this time but Dinnenbone made a mistake I guess, and in the future you'll be able to just put in like hundreds of sound files and pull them whenever you want.
I like this a lot.
Very cool. And so the full release is scheduled for July 1st, and you will need the new launcher, so go ahead and get that bad boy. Mojang credited CPW for making the older versions of the game run with the new launcher, so thank you, CPW.
That's pretty good. Wow. Excellent. Excellent.
Lots of fun stuff there.
Yeah.
Also, as we told you on previous shows, and now we are now proved absolutely correctly... Right. Minecon 2013 will be in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
It was announced from Mojang via a trailer where Notch shoves us. Well, I won't give away the ending.
Such a good video.
It's pretty awesome.
But it is pretty epic. So get prepared. Minecon will take place on November the 2nd and 3rd. It's the Saturday and Sunday following Halloween. In Orlando, Florida. The venue within Orlando doesn't seem to have been announced yet, but tickets and hotel rooms will go up for sale in July. Now, you can go ahead and buy hotels and stuff in different places. I'm sure people like to be at, like, whatever hotel it's at or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's a ton of hotels in our Orlando, and there's some dirt cheap and some pretty good prices.
So, so I guess this isn't really totally surprising because, you know, we kind of alluded to it for a long time. I mean, the whole internet was like, yeah, Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
So it's not a big surprise. But now that we know this, now we have to guess what 2014 Minecon is going to be, right?
England. So
now, England? You think it's back in the UK? I think it's going to be in the Caribbean. Yeah.
Or what about the Caribbean?
The Caribbean, maybe. Yeah. Virgin Islands, maybe like Voodoo. Maybe Jamaica. That'd be awesome.
Go to Australia, but nobody else would be able to get there because it's so far.
Yeah. I think PAX Australia kind of showed that, like, maybe Australia is a hard place to do conventions. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it is. You know, do you want to sit down for 16 hours?
Yeah.
In a cramped little chair? It's too long.
Well, I think another issue is unless you're actually paying the speakers way, like, you know, they told us, they're like, hey, you're doing a panel at PAX East. You want to do one at PAX Australia? You're already approved. Just let us know, right? And we're like, well, that's a huge amount to go there, you know.
$2,000 just for the flight. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's where I wish it was. But honestly, I think it's going to be probably back over in Europe.
I'm going with, you know, Spain or Italy.
I think maybe they're going to actually have it in Sweden. I'm going to go with that.
That would be nice.
I mean, in their hometown, their home country. And I don't know. That's I'm gonna put that out there. We'll see next year.
I have a bet Boston. With Ron, actually, that there isn't going to be a Minecon next year. I said there is. He doesn't think there will be.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they'll quit this early.
No way.
Give it another 10 years. At least.
Ron's crazy.
I mean, they haven't even put out the mod API yet. They can't quit.
Still waiting for that. I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Is that happening?
I don't know.
No. I mean, I don't know. Yes.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Oh, so it is.
Excellent.
So maybe it'll be in Russia.
Russia? Why? Because it's so big?
Well, the Winter Olympics are going to be in Russia next year.
It's so cold there.
Yeah. You think they're scared of cold?
I'm scared of cold.
They're in Sweden.
Everybody's scared of cold.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Swedish. Yeah, they're not scared of cold. Huh. Antarctica, then.
Antarctica.
Okay.
That's how they should do it, right?
Yeah. Just right get colder and colder.
Right on a big iceberg.
Or Japan. Like, Japan would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I think that'd be another one we wouldn't be able to go. Hawaii?
Somewhere in Asia would be really cool.
Would Hawaii be kind of like a mid? Like, no one gets to go. No.
Hawaii? Well, you might as well do it in, like, Bahamas or something. Yeah. Somewhere in the Caribbean. Or Caribbean.
Yeah.
Which one is it? Which one is correct?
I think it's both.
Okay. They're both wrong.
Caribbean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we have some other... Oh, well, and are you going Jiggerbov?
I would like to. I want to find out exactly where it is, and then I will. And, Orlando is a big place,
yeah.
But I absolutely want to. I want to go.
And we
got the time off work. I'm ready.
Sweet,
cool.
We're planning to go. I got time off.
We got our rooms already.
We went ahead and got a room, so we may not be staying in the same hotel as the actual convention.
Should we say which hotel? That way, people can just come hang out in our hotel if they want to.
Sure, we'll be staying at the Disney
movie.
It's All Star Movie.
Yeah, there's an all
hotel.
Music and an all sports, and but this is all movie or something, or movie stars.
Thought
or
it
something.
Made sense. No, it's movies.
Okay, yeah, movies.
Yeah. So they have like big statues of like all their Disney movies.
Yeah.
Out around it.
And it's on campus, so it's really close, and it's like a little bit over $100 a night, which is crazy cheap.
Not bad.
Yeah. I mean, that's really cheap. Oh, All-Star Movie Resort. Thank you, so White.
And they have free ice and water, so...
Free ice.
If you're thirsty, yeah, for real.
Do you have to pay for sewage or
no? Oh. You get sewage free if you want. Cool. They will bring it to your room and put it all over your body. It's like awesome. A sewage massage wrap or something.
I love that. Weird.
Is the water only good out of a tap, or can you have it a shower as well?
Yeah, you know, I don't know about that.
I had to check.
Like, I think maybe they'll let sewage come out of the tap or out of the shower on you.
Oh, good.
For free.
Oh, okay.
So good. They have to mix it up.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, so besides that, Minecraft Desktop Edition hits 11 million bajillion. It's time for another milestone. Monday, Dinnerbone tweeted that sales of Minecraft's desktop edition had surpassed the 11 million mark. This places Minecraft as the fourth equal best-selling desktop title, tied with, can you guess it? You're looking at the docs, so probably, Battlefield 2 and StarCraft.
Wow.
Meanwhile, the Xbox 360 edition has now topped 7 million sales overall, so Mojang has still more to celebrate. So that's... That's a lot of sales. 11 million on one, 7 million on another. How many iOS?
I feel
iOS?
Like every week you guys are talking about another million that they passed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, early episodes were like, they just sold 500,000. Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow, they just sold 1 million. That's crazy.
So that's awesome.
Do they still have that counter on their website that shows you how many people registered Minecraft in the last 24 hours? Because we used to follow that, and it was always some incredible number.
I love how you make me
do all the searching.
Yeah, but yeah, so far 11,057,100, and it just ticked up to 188,89 people bought the PC Mac version 890, PC Mac version 91, PC Mac version of the 92,
wow,
PC Mac version of the game. 93.
They don't have on there how many other people, though. Didn't they have that on there before? Where it would have players, but also how many people paid?
I thought they had a whole page of stats. Maybe if we...
Well, see, this is interesting. So they sold 11,000 PC Mac versions, and they already broke 7 million likes on Facebook. So from the 11 million, 7 million just happened to be on Facebook and want to follow them? That's a pretty big percentage. Not
yeah,
to mention
there's
got to
be a
Android.
Lot more.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
But if you think about not just stance on piracy, I know there's a lot of people that don't have the premium, I guess it's called.
Oh, you're right.
Premium. And they can still like Minecraft, or the people that watch Captain Sparkles, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
They might not own it, but they still like it.
Hmm. Wow. Congrats.
Now you got me all like clicking on here trying to find, because there was a page that I thought had more
stats and stuff. It was like minecraft.net/stats or something. Or was it like 1-800-555? Oh, wait, no, that's not right.
That's, I believe, you're going back to that other game.
I don't know what it is. Oh, it is. It's minecraft.net/stats. I just typed it in and it worked. In the last 24 hours, Minecraft has sold 14,647 games. So, copies. So, 14,000 in the last day. Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Like, I think some games are happy if they
now,
sell that
bucks?
Many, right? What yeah, pretty much. 26-something.
It's nearly $500,000 right there.
In the last 24 hours. Ching, ding, 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 ding.
He's going to have to get another haberdashery to make him some more money hats.
Yeah, money hats.
Okay, so also news. We're talking about the PC and Mac sales. What else happened on Mac this week? Cobalt. Daniel Kaplan announced this week on the Mojang blog that Oxide Games Cobalt now is available for Mac, and version 1.21 alpha arrived with a ton of changes to the game. They also have plans to make more frequent updates, and they're already making progress on the adventure component of the game. I didn't even know there was going to be an adventure component of Cobalt.
I didn't either.
So that is, I think I will like that probably more than the current version. Right now, I'm not a big console person. It feels console-y to me.
Yeah.
Why? What makes it console-y?
Kind of being the side-scroller, but also that there's so many, like different things to do. Like, it felt like there was almost too much to do that, like, I need just buttons that I know that button does it. Right? Yeah. So if it if I had a joy, you know, a what do you call it? A controller. Like an Xbox controller where I could sit there and hit X and Y and A and B and this joystick did that or my thumbs did this or that. It'd make more sense in my head than having to do like C and W and U and do all this stuff.
Maybe if they ported it to Wii, you could just shake your arms around and do flips to shoot all around.
And do the hokey pokey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they could, you know, put it on the Wii U and no one would play it.
Yeah. Poor system.
Yeah, do you like that? Or the Ouya or the Ouya, and people just break their controllers trying to play it.
Yeah,
that's what I hear, that the controllers are all cheap and
there's some issues with the Ouya right now. Yeah,
mine's I have one. It's in a box, still on the couch where I haven't put it away.
You need to do an unboxing.
Nah,
those are awesome.
Oh well, I tried.
You did try.
I tried.
I thought Minecraft was going to be on Ouya. Did Notch change his mind?
Well, it's on Android, so Ouya is Android, so I would assume that it would be a very easy thing to do.
Can't lie.
But I don't know.
I mean, they made a special version for the that other thing, the Pi thing.
Oh,
a Raspberry Pi.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wouldn't see why they wouldn't.
Yeah, that's
something
true.
For the
yeah, that's a good question for Notch. Are you going to put it on the Ouya, Notch?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Huh.
You sure?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Can you do
it? Is it going to be a port of the Android one?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, that makes it easy then.
It does make it easy.
Yeah. Can you do a goat impression? Oh, cool. Good job.
Absolutely.
That's convincing.
Yeah. All right, so let's smooth on over to this, baby.
Time for listener contributions.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all. Now, this is where you send in contributions to the show, emails and the like. And it's also sponsored by Audible. So if you want to listen to books instead of read them, you can go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get you a free book and a free month on us for free just by going to that link.
Yeah.
Is it easy to follow books while listening? I've never tried them before.
Yes, actually, I mean, that's sad to say, that's the only way I pretty much read books anymore.
Me
like,
too.
I try to read books, but, like, I don't have time. Like, I don't have time to sit there and, like, have to follow a book. Like, I love reading, but, like, I've got so much going on that it's just, you know, kids or... Or computers, or
like,
you know,
I always find
just
driving
life is in the
good.
Way. But yes, when I'm driving, when I'm in doing anything that doesn't require my ears, I can listen to a book.
Yeah, playing Minecraft, I'll listen to a book.
Yeah, like playing games that don't have like audio that you really need. I mean, like Minecraft, you need some of the audio, but you can listen to. It's like someone talking to you at the same time. It's fine. But yeah, I find it almost easier to keep track and comprehend than reading a book.
Hmm.
I mean, sometimes I'll like drift off, just like I do when I'm like kind of reading, and I'll go, "What did they say?" You know, and then you can just hit the back button and
right,
back
skip back 30 seconds or something. just like you right now, somebody just drifted off, and they have no idea what you just said, Brent. So if you did that, hit that skip back button.
And you'll hear me say audibletrial.com/theshaft. And Silas, you're correct. I used to drive and read, and that is a horrible,
oh God,
horrible thing to do. But, you know, I didn't have
like
the
with
book,
a book
on.
Book,
yeah, with a book.
Saying.
And I'd be driving down the road and kind of keeping an eye on the road and an eye on the book. Not a healthy practice. Not. I don't recommend it. I recommend you get Audible instead and have someone else read to you.
Yeah. Get a free book.
Yeah.
Get a free one.
Okay, so this first email is from Red Omega, who says, "Hey, Eric, Brent, Wes, and Jiggerbov. I have recently come across a problem. I have grown to be bored of Minecraft. I have tried mini games, PvE, PvP, and pretty much everything you can name. I still love watching videos and listening to podcasts about the game, but playing it just doesn't feel the same. Do any of you have any ideas on how I can get back into the game? And if it is time to move on, then what game should I play?"
Has he tried making a map?
There you go.
That's a good idea. Different aspects of the game. I mean, we're having a blast filming and making, you know, skits and music videos and stuff like that. Not necessarily playing it, but actually using it as a tool. Also, I guess, you know, map making too is kind of more or less using it as a tool or a device.
Yeah, I don't see it as a game anymore. It's just a platform to build.
Yeah,
it's software,
like a,
really.
Yeah, it's like an editor, you know?
Yeah. And I've kind of gotten to the place where I don't play Minecraft every day anymore, you know? I play it a couple times a week, and I do the different things. I know that playing Feed the Beast for a bit really invigorated me back into Minecraft, where I was playing every night again.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't really been playing as much Feed the Beast, and it's really just life, you know, getting in the way of playing. But I find after playing that, going back and playing like just vanilla or playing like hardcore, that I have fun again, and it reinvigorates me. So maybe, you know, going back and try stuff that you think may bore you now, try it with the new patch with the horsies.
Yeah, new mods too. You know,
or server. With new people. Maybe it's just the people he's playing with are boring.
Yeah, come to the Shaftlands.
That's a good point.
And, yeah, like Hitman 2399 says in the chat room, find some mods to play. I mean, there's so many mods out there that you can pretty much play any game in Minecraft as it is.
Yeah, mini games, you know, disco maps. Those are good. He makes some good stuff.
And speaking of disco, if you want to play another game, come join us. We're playing Smite. It's another fun game. It's free to play. They just brought out a new skin that's a disco skin for one of the characters.
Oh, is that what made you think of it?
That's what the crossover segue came from.
Yeah, and we do a Smite podcast, too. Plug here.
Plug here. Link here. Annotate here. Annotate probably not there.
Also, you know how you play Minecraft with your fingers? Try playing with your toes. You know?
That's weird.
Hey, it's worth a shot.
That would be...
You know?
Let's try that. It's probably not going to work.
It looked like it was working for you there.
No, I wasn't.
What's this next one, Eric?
The next one is from Munchies Yum. Hi, guys. I'm loving the show. Listened to it live twice and all the way back to episode 90 on my iPod. I even got an on listener contributions last week. Of course, I have become a very big fan and I have made you some art. That's awesome. And there's some art here that he made. And it's, I know you can't see if you're listening to this, but if you're on YouTube and you're watching this video, you can see it. It's basically me, Wes, and Brent standing up on this little wooden thing and Notch underneath us. And it's cool. It's kind of almost, it's almost like a watercolor sketch drawing or something. I like it.
Very cool.
Does Notch like it?
Absolutely not.
Whoa. He's kind of harsh. Are you just joking?
Absolutely.
Okay.
He's a funny guy.
He's hilarious.
I thought he was just mad because he was underneath the table.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. He is under the... Oh, it's the table. I get it. I totally get it. Yes, you are under the table, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So Notch under the table. That's where we always joke every week that he lives under the table. Actually, it's not a joke. It's real. So, yes. Love it. Excellent.
Love it. And this last one here is from Iron Waffle, who says, hey, Dead Workers Party, I have recently started to listen to other podcasts, and I just wanted to commend you guys for always having audio levels which are loud, clear, and even. I never gave much thought into it, but I now realize it is a lot harder than it looks.
Cool. Oh, and, thanks.
Yeah, a lot of that is in due to Eric's audio
OCD.
I didn't want to say OCD, but yeah, it's pretty much Eric's not going to let anything get out of here unless absolutely just something happened and we got a bad recording. Even right. Then, he will probably go, "Oh, I lost it."
Yeah, just like I'd rather not have it come out at all. But yeah, it was not always great. You know, me and Brent and Wes, we've been podcasting since 2006, and We've been perfecting this over the years, so it's not like an overnight thing. And we just hope that you guys can hear us speak, and it's clear and loud enough. So if it is, it's awesome. We've done our job. Now we just need to talk and not suck at talking.
So you recorded all on separate streams for everybody, right?
We used to. We tried everything. Every technique you could name. Currently, we mush it all down into two channels, left and right. So
It's a lot of pre-processing.
Yeah, I mean, we have a live gate. I'll just get technical real quick if anybody's even curious.
Well, we already talked. Jiggerbomb likes technical.
Oh, yeah,
I love it.
So we have a live hardware gate, a live compressor, and let's see. We EQ it pretty flat across the board. Let's see. And then in post, we record that. So we mush it all into just one track, basically. And then in post, I will then take the end product and I will add a little more compression to it. And then I'll add an expander, which will take anything low and make it loud, but it'll, I don't know. I don't want to explain all the technical stuff.
It's too good. Keep going.
I was falling asleep. It should be good for everybody.
I put an expander. That way it doesn't clip, but everything is loud, the loudest it can be, to -1 dB is what I master at. So that way it won't go over and it won't make cheap speakers like laptop speakers or really bad headphones. It won't make them rattle and vibrate like a lot of audio signals that actually go all the way to zero.
Because you don't want the wave to go outside the line.
Well, it can't go to 11.
Well, it can't physically go outside the line, but I'm just saying when it comes real close to the line, when it gets real close to 0 dB, like to the limit, it'll actually start to distort like lower end speakers. So I keep it padded at -1 just in case you might be listening to this on, like, say, even like an iPad. It'll rattle and it'll give you a weird sound. You know, like if you listen to a YouTube video on an iPad, sometimes it'll vibrate the metal.
Yeah, it's not great.
So anyway,
just certain frequencies.
Yeah. So anyway, so I just try to take it, you know, and, you know, I know that this is going to be listened to on all kinds of weird devices that I don't even know exist, you know? So, but yeah, it's good fun. But yeah, thanks for noticing.
Thanks for noticing.
That was the wrong button again.
I didn't think it was funny. The view account went from 100 to 95 while that conversation was going.
Oh, no.
Yeah, pretty sure someone walks in and be like, this isn't Minecraft. This is audio.com.
Or yeah. Maybe we should do something like this.
Excavation Station.
What up, fellas?
This is
Excavation Station, where we take your ideas and we talk about them, and then Notch under the table, he'll put them in the game for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, absolutely, you should go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty. Sign up for a free month of Netflix, all the TV and movies you can digest in 30 days.
Yeah, in 30
days. They should make a Netflix mod where you can stream the video to a painting in the game.
Oh.
Because there is a TV one, right?
Yeah. There was a mod for YouTube videos and stuff.
Like, Netflix comes on everything now.
But that would be cool on Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, people would be like,
Minecraft, now with Netflix.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Mineflix or something.
Mineflix.
I don't know.
Mineflix.
Yeah. Like, Netcraft or Flix. I don't know. Whatever.
So, and I wonder, like, with the new audio stuff, like, can you be... Oh, that's weird. I wonder if that'll move into like some sort of like streaming thing too. Like could you get audio streaming to a file that then you play on the server, you know, that's...
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think they already have the ability where you can have a texture pack being beamed if you connect to that server, is beamed to your Minecraft. So I don't see them not being able to do that for resource packs. I don't know if it works or if it will... ever, but it doesn't seem out of the realm of possibility.
Right.
Sure.
So connect to a PvP server and have an announcer. I think that would be amazing.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
The possibilities.
And speaking of all the sound stuff, this first submission to Excavation Station is from the guy that's better than the Wob. And they want the ability to create a soundtrack for my servers. Done.
Pretty much.
Right?
Yeah.
They can make a soundtrack so you log in and like song starts playing and beating drums. See how I work that mess up in? You like that?
Perfect.
So, yeah, it can be done. And they go on to say, I want to be able to choose songs to play at certain times, i.e. night or day, and during certain events near mobs or, like, say, a desert or a cave. This way the server could be themed with heavy rock playing on it, and you could make the game more immersive.
See, I would probably play some Enya on mine and put people to sleep. It'd be real, like, calm and serene. Maybe some Lorena McKinnitt or something. Some Celtic music. I don't know. What would you play on yours, Jigger? Jiggy?
On my... I don't really have a server, but it would be not, because I feel like... You could just imagine the servers are all start streaming music, their kind of music, to write to your Minecraft. I don't think it would be a good idea.
you're not getting jiggy Bob with
I'm
it?
I'm not getting jiggy with it.
No. I thought you would play some Nelly or something.
Some Skid Row?
No, Nelly. You know Nelly with the Band-Aid?
Oh, no. Probably.
It's getting hot in her.
No, just kidding.
That's
no,
you were boxing.
He even existed. Didn't he get shot?
He did, but probably. He came back and made an album with Tupac and Biggie.
Yeah. Tupac Shaker.
And Dick Clark. It's a big hit.
Dick Clark's
coming out
hits.
New Year's Eve. Anyway, the next one here was submitted by Space Boot 1. When a mob takes damage, the texture of the mob should change to add scars and cracks as its health gets lower. This would work like breaking animation when you mine blocks. And I feel like they were listening last week, because this is exactly what we talked about. Possibly a new way to let you know that a mob was dying or that it was taking damage instead of health bars.
Right, yeah, we're talking about the one mod that, like, arms will fall off and, you know, the head head will fall off eventually, and when that happens, it's dead. Or maybe it's already dead, like a zombie, and it can still walk after you when it with
just more dead.
On. Yeah, but I do like that. I like to be able to visualize and see if you know what the health is without a bar. A bar makes it. I don't know.
Would that actually be a thing? Do you think that they would put in?
I don't know. Maybe
absolutely not.
Oh,
he doesn't like that. Wow. Okay. Maybe next year.
Maybe.
Oh, right
maybe
now he's
next
in a weird
year.
Mood.
So I'm still just going back to the play and sound stuff. This is going to be awesome because, like, we'll be able to, like, put sounds and I guess you use a command block.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when they trigger the sound, you could do sounds like and scare people.
Right.
Like you're going through the woods and you start going,
look behind you.
Or something. Yeah. You know, like start just messing with people.
You know what you could do? R30Hedron was playing around on the stream before that I was on, and we had the creeper sound, you know, that's... You could play that when you open a door. You could play that at any time.
Oh, that's true. I mean, you could play, like, zombies and stuff all the time, and spiders. I mean, yeah, that's true, huh? Anything in the game. Those are the sounds you don't want to hear, ever.
Exactly. Walk through a room, all of a sudden you hear just tons of creepers. You freak out. You look around. There's nothing.
Yeah.
Except for Jigger Bob laughing at you.
Yeah.
Sure. True. I kind of like that.
Oh, now he thinks it's a good idea.
Right.
Oh.
Wow. Okay, so this next one is from Koshel, who wants to be able to catch bats in a bat cage so they can have a pet bat to hang on the wall. Is that really a pet if you hang it? That's a stuffed animal. It's a dead corpse. Huh. Or is it, like, on the wall, like, still flapping? Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, what are we talking here?
A bat cage. I don't know.
And the worst idea ever.
Wow. Ooh. Notch is angry tonight.
You could almost do that with leashes.
Yeah?
With a leash.
Yeah, leash a bat.
Mm.
Can you... No, you can't do that. But, I mean...
Not in vanilla, but you can leash a lot of stuff to a lot of other stuff.
Oh,
with map making magic.
Oh, with editing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I don't know. This sounds very specific. Like, if this mechanic... existed, then why not be able to catch squid and put them in a cage somewhere? You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't just make this for bats. It'd be like, all right, now I can catch anything I want to and put it in a cage and hang it on the wall. You know? I don't know. I mean, it's kind of cool.
People have wanted like a Pokemon-esque element to Minecraft for a really long time.
Oh yeah, be able to collect and see that. I mean, I think it's kind of cool. I just say it's not limited to just bats.
Well, and you need a lot more animals. I think that's the problem. The bat. I mean, like, you would need like, you know, a bunch of animals, not just, you know,
like three. Five.
Yeah.
And small, like butterflies and stuff. And not maybe like pig. Some birds. I caught a pig and it's on a cage hanging on my wall.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
And some bacon in my fridge.
Starts smelling after a while.
Oink, oink.
Are we talking dead bats? Are we talking taxidermy?
That's what I'm saying. If you want to hang a bat on the wall, are you hanging the cage with the bat in it on the wall? And so it's just like, that's almost
You're
pathetic.
Just hanging it, string around its feet and attached to the wall.
And then you do like, what's
it's
the game?
Still alive.
Tether ball, but like tether bat.
Just smash it against the sides.
Yeah, I see it more like a pet kind of thing, like a parrot. You put a parrot in a cage.
Maybe Koshel is really Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to eat
Absolutely.
It. Eat the head off it. Okay. So the last one here, well, besides the one that Jiggerbaugh is going to tell us the idea, the incredible
His
idea.
This is probably awesome.
Oh, yes. Good. Thank you.
This one is submitted by Maxi YT. And once, if you fall onto blocks that have thin snow on them, like in snow biomes, you should take less fall damage. The snow is soft and absorbs your fall.
I think, yeah, sure. I kind of like
not?
That. Yeah, why not, right? Yeah. Sounds good to me. It's part of physics. It makes sense. It's not weird.
Is that, have it's you fallen science. In snow?
Yeah, it didn't really hurt.
But a thin layer of snow.
I didn't lose too many hearts.
Layer.
Oh, a very thin.
Thin layer of snow.
But you can make the snow thicker, though, too.
I think thicker snow, yeah.
Yeah.
So it would be variable depending on how deep the snow is.
Yeah. Yeah, I can go with that. I can get on board that train. Hit the choo-choo button, Eric.
Yeah? There you go.
Thank you.
That's the goat choo-choo.
I'm glad you didn't look for like an hour for the choo-choo. You're not
looking
now.
Gotta
be hiding
around here, isn't there? No, I think this is pretty cool. It would just add a new dimension and also some more strategy as to like how to get down off of high platforms. Like, why don't you put some snow down there? Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, and that else is right. Us Alabamians don't know snow, but we know thin snow, and
You're
it
right.
still hurts when you fall in thin snow.
Yeah, we don't really know snow. I'm just, like, I saw some in a movie once.
Yes. Yes.
But I don't know.
Frosty the Snowman?
Yes. Is that Frosty. The one? Yeah, that's the one, the claymation one.
Happy birthday!
So that was the last excavation station, and we have to see what Notch thinks about this reduced damage falling in the snow.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
He's a happy man.
I'm glad he's
happy.
Oh,
he loves that one.
And that means that we can move on.
What?
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God.
But first, let's listen to Jiggerbaugh's idea.
Thanks. Thank you.
He's like, dang.
I was just
It's a really good idea one. Because I know that Notch is listening and he's going to just start coding for Minecraft again.
Well, actually, Notch is the one who hit that bumper button, by the way. So
thanks
a lot. See?
Thanks
so
a lot, Notch.
It's not really my fault. So anyway.
God damn it, Notch.
So your awesome idea.
I would like a ridiculously technical, customizable mob. That you could customize its look, what attack types it does, all of that stuff. I think that would be amazing.
So, like a NPC editor or something, right?
Pretty much, like a blank slate. Like all of these the mobs that are already in there, they already have a lot of attributes that you can't change. You know, spiders always crawl up the walls. The poison spider is always poison. And, you know, there's some tricks you can do and get around it. But why can't we have, you know, a poison spider that doesn't poison but gives you a jumping boost, And looks like a villager. Like,
oh yeah, okay.
Just a blank. It doesn't even need to have a texture, and we can make it ourselves. Just a blank slate that we can play around with all of those settings. I think it'd be amazing.
That's cool. Okay, I like that. But it also kind of seems like the more stuff that they give us in Minecraft, the more that we want control over the game. You know, I mean, early on we were able to retexture, you know, Minecraft, but mm-hmm. not really the way that they intended. They're like, okay, you're taking our graphic files and you're hacking them. Okay, I mean, people have been doing that since the early 90s or the 80s. I mean, you can always hack a game, but so they're like, okay, well, people not only like to build things in Minecraft, but they also like to modify the game itself. And I'm cool with the idea of the mob editor, but it's like, just give us the code. We'll just recode the whole thing. You know, it's like, we want more. The more they give us, the more we want. We just want to recreate the whole game, like, the way we want it. I don't know. Isn't that kind of how it seems? That's what
mods are for.
Yeah, well, I mean, mod is.
Exactly,
is
like, yeah. But that's, you know, mod API.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mod which, API.
Which will be here next week?
Tomorrow.
Absolutely.
1.6.
Cool. All right.
A special release version.
Yeah, it's confirmed. Nudge confirmed it next week.
Let's see if we can get it on some news channels.
Yes.
They said on the shaft that you confirmed the mod API.
Yeah, we heard Notch's voice there.
Absolutely.
It was totally legit.
And like every time he tries to talk, we'll just jump up with the iPad. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He said it. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Can you say anything else? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right. So, excellent. Now,
normal, boring stuff. Let's expand the ocean biome, which I hear they're going to do.
Expand already. It?
Well, don't make it bigger, but put more stuff in it. Oh, it's boring.
Like coral reefs and yeah. sharks sure. with laser beams on their freaking heads.
Did you like the idea of a sunken pirate ship? We talked about that a few weeks ago, but, you know, yeah. like as a random thing, you know, just like all the other random things you find in...
Yeah, like, why not? You know, why can't we have, like, just random stuff pop in there? Even, you know, let us send you 100 different things. Choose 100 things, put them in as randomly generated stuff.
Blue vanilla.
Blue vanilla. That's the mod to check out. Yeah, that's exactly what that does.
Oh, really?
As a matter of fact, he just put a pirate cove in there recently.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Built it on the Shaftlands, I believe.
Oh, nice. And then took the schematic and inserted it.
Or maybe I'm making some of that up. But it works anyway. Let's just go with that.
We'll go with that one.
And the bumper.
All right.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my god. It's so intense.
All right. Sightings.
Bobbles.
Amazing things.
Bobbles.
Brought to you by
MCProHosting.com. Use the code the site or just soft podcast to get 15% off your order.
Yeah, what he said.
They're gonna love
what
that.
Orko
right?
said.
Yeah, send me some headphones. Maybe I'll talk better next time.
They're gonna choose this episode and listen up and be like, "Are they using our thing?"
Yeah. Let's double check and make sure. And all of a sudden, no one can get to any of the podcasts. You're like, "Oh, you think you're funny?" Click.
Yeah.
Okay, so this first one here is a video. It's about 7.5 minutes long. Get to know Minecraft. Kind of preaching to the choir here, but third grade teacher Jennifer Bond teams up with her students to show how Minecraft can be a wonderful educational tool. Could be handy if you have a teacher or principal that needs to be convinced. And, of course, there's Minecraft.edu to go along with this.
That's a good video, too, because it shows the teacher and then interviews the students, and it's really cool. I like it. And this next one here is Watch Dogs trailer in Minecraft. Proper Steez has done it again.
Proper Steez!
And this time, he's recreated the first part of the trailer for the upcoming Watch Dogs video game. And it's really cool. It's like a little over a minute long. It's all machinima. He's taken the audio from the trailer and he's recreated it. It's really cool. You got to check it out.
That game looks amazing.
Oh, I know. I'm totally, actually, I can't I wanna, wait. I won't get it. I want to get all up in it.
Get a ball up in it. That sounds weird, man.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The next one here is Hungry Slime. This is a cute little animation short by Nickum TV. Slimes are very cute, but they are also very, very hungry.
How hungry are they, Eric?
So hungry, they will get all up in you. All up in your blood, and they'll take it. They'll take your blood,
even all if up you're in your
using
blood.
It. Even if you're using it.
Yeah. What?
Whoa, I got weird.
But you're getting weird.
Check this out. It's a minute 40. Really animated, very well. It's kind of something you'd see from like a Slam a Cow video. It's really cool. Really good. I love the guy's beard and everything. I don't know. It's good.
His beard?
Yeah, and his slime.
Are you gonna rub his beard?
A little bit. Just a little bit.
Okay.
And the last one, Skyrim versus Minecraft. Back in November 2011, Dan Bull created an epic rap about Skyrim, featuring footage from the game. Now he's kept the same rap, but put together an awesome Minecraft animation for the video. And while you're on his channel, check out his other raps too, including his actual Minecraft rap. This is pretty cool. Dan Bull, he's got a good voice, good music. All of his stuff is really cool. But I don't know why. It's still kind of weird to me, or unique, I guess, to me, to hear a rapper in a British accent. I don't know. You know what I mean? I mean, it's not like it doesn't suck. It's totally cool. It's actually a very powerful song. But I don't know. It's just kind of...
It's different.
Different, yeah.
I'm Australian, and in Australia they have rappers too. Completely different sound. Completely different sound.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, I like that. It's not like, it's not reserved for Americans or anything. You know what I mean? It's music. Everybody, you know, just make your own music. But anyway, so. But Dan Bull does a great one, and it's also very, it's 3D animated and done up very good.
Done up real nice, like, sir.
Very good, like. And that was the last one there.
It is.
So what you got going on, Jiggerbob? You got anything that you found this week that was really cool?
Did you talk about Joffrey's trailer thing? I don't remember the name of it.
Well, you screwed the pooch on this one then.
Yeah.
Let's start really the show over.
Let me find it.
Let's redo this. Let's clap. And
should we just redo the show real quick?
Yeah. Hosting for the show is provided by MC.
Okay, no, not really.
it's a new map by the Nox crew anyway, and it's nice. Got a lot of this new audio stuff in it.
Joffrey's Chamber. Joffrey.
Yeah.
Joffrey.
It reminds me of like Game of Thrones when I hear that. Joffrey.
Oh yeah, Joffrey. Joffrey.
Like, you don't want to be in Joffrey's chamber.
I haven't seen this.
There's a whole introduction, like voiceovers, and basically what 1.6.1 can do for maps. It's amazing.
Huh. Yeah, definitely put that in the doc when you find it. We'll put that in the show notes as well.
We'll make Wes listen to the whole show to know what to put in the doc.
Cool.
Everybody's not here to do the next thing.
Yeah, that's true. Do we have a next thing, really?
We got to knock on stuff.
I mean, do we have any, like, content in there?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
We do? Okay. I don't know. Is there anybody at your door, maybe? Is there anybody? Nobody's going to come and clean our house for us or anything?
No.
Or maybe we do.
Housekeeping.
Is that
someone new?
Housekeeping.
Oh, yeah. Are you new?
Yeah, what's up? What's up?
Where's our regular woman? She's
I
a
shot
lot
her
nicer.
In the face. She,
oh,
got,
really?
She got on my nerves.
Wow, that's kind of frightening. Yeah. Oh.
Put her next to the bat on my wall.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Well, while
so
you're
what's
here,
up? What's up,
can
man?
Can you clean up our mess?
What?
Especially
Dude,
Brent's
clean
mess.
Up your own mess.
Oh, yeah?
You grown men. Okay. Like, that's horrible.
Oh, okay. I like the other girl. Go ahead and clean. And
I'm not cleaning anything, man.
Well, okay. Mint or anything?
No.
Oh, okay. No, we got nothing this week.
Yeah. I got some gum I've been chewing if you want that.
I'll take what I can get, I guess.
Okay.
All right.
See you later.
Yay. Bye.
Closed door.
Sounded like a closed door.
Did that sound like a closed door?
It did.
It's pretty good, huh? I'm working on the accents.
Excellent.
And the, or not accents. What do you call them? The whatever. Who cares?
Yes. Right.
Let's just move on.
Who
Next
who
part
cares?
Of the show. So if you're watching the show live, you can see the front page to our website if you have not been yet. This is deadworkers.com. And you can see, you'll see who's on the show in the next weeks and previous weeks. Jiggerball's got a thing up here too somewhere. Where is that? Somewhere. I'll just, there's
Spoon. To rotate.
Yeah. They are. They're just going, they go kind of slow. So you,
they cycle, yeah. I was so excited when I saw that on there.
Oh, yeah.
So excited, yeah.
Like, I'm there.
It's like, yay. I'm like, it's happening. It's happening.
And we can do some like streamception here. You can actually watch the stream straight from the website here. It's going to play an ad for me, probably. Yeah, there we go. Nice ad. Fun. But there's chat. There's forums. You can buy a T-shirt. Like, I don't know if you saw the shirt that I was wearing today, but it's a Shaft T-shirt. You can actually buy that just on the side of our website. They're like, I forget how much, like $20 or something like that. But they're
yeah, I'm gonna get nice one next. Quality. I'm gonna wear it on the show next week. I was jealous that you got a Shaft shirt.
Yes, I missed the free shipping. They do free shipping every once in a while, and they'll save you like $5. So I was kind of sad there. But yeah, so if you haven't signed up for the website yet, go do it. There's actually, if you go to the I wonder if there's any second chance. Oh, nope. We gave away a bunch of keys to a new game today. So like, if you're on the website, you would know, and you'd be able to get free game keys. Of course, Minecraft, there's the Shaftlands page. You can see all the people that are online right now and when they were online, and you can fill out the form to get on the server. And it's pretty quick to get on the Shaftlands these days. So,
and you can see who's on the server before you get on. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'd be like, pretty cool. I hate that guy. I don't want to log in.
Yeah, no, and we use Engine. That's the basically the CMS behind our website that runs it. They've been kind enough to give us a, I guess, an ultimate site or something.
Yeah.
But it's got a lot of cool features, so I highly recommend that if you're looking for a website, too, and it's gaming-related. You can do a lot of cool stuff with it. But go sign up, and we will see you on those forums and stuff.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So that's
so you guys have two websites. You have the Shaft one and that one.
Yeah, the Shaft one's kind of just our feed now. Like, we actually put the show notes up on this site now, and if you go to the Shaft podcast, it kind of just says, hey, go over there. It's just kind of how our feed worked.
Yeah,
and we didn't want to move all the episodes.
RSS thing. It's another technical discussion. People will leave. We're down to 95 people. They're going to leave. Like, yeah. 10 people will leave.
And if they're tweeting you guys, do you want it at Dead Workers or do you want it at the Shaft?
We've just kind of gone through a rebranding process. We're actually still going through it, and that's the new logo. You might have seen our old logo. The new one's nice, friendlier, and
he doesn't smoke cigarettes anymore.
Yeah, and as part of that,
he's already dead anyway.
As part of that, yeah, we probably would want everybody to follow the Dead Workers, the Shaft podcast. We try to just put Minecraft stuff on that feed.
Yeah,
but if you're interested in everything we do or want to know when we're doing other stuff, Dead Workers is the best feed to follow, and pretty much from now on, that's probably the only feed besides the Shaft we'll probably make. Like, on Smite, we just put it out on that feed or on that Twitter,
yeah,
and tweet about it there. It's just kind of easier to manage.
True that.
So Dead Workers is everything Dead Workers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I like the way you put that.
No diggity.
Absolutely.
No dog. Also, PlayOnCon, end of July. Wes could tell you more about it if he was here, but he's out promoting it. So if you're not going already, I'm sorry. If you are going, I can't wait to see you.
It's in like 3 weeks. Oh, my mama.
Yeah. It's gonna busy be month. Awesome. We got fireworks coming next week, right? And then that. And then October, if you can't make PlayOnCon, but you want to come join us for the Dead Workers Party, basically a LAN party where we'll be playing games, board games and games and
unscripted.
Yeah. And we'll probably do the show live at some point. And
yeah, record a show.
And, you know,
we'll have like a ton of guests on that show, probably, because there's going to be like so many people in the audience.
So, and that's the Columbus Day weekend in October. It's like one of the first weekends. I forget the date, but you can find it on the website if you go there.
Oh, Alice is asking, what's the probability of mosquitoes? That is a good question.
In October, it's not that bad.
Yeah, but the con is in July.
Oh, for Playout Con. Yeah, there's going to be mosquitoes at night.
Yeah. I mean, it's Alabama.
Yeah.
It's south.
And they're big.
It's hot and humid. Count on mosquitoes.
Yeah, I hate them.
They're deadly, too. They'll take your head off.
They'll give you West Nile and stuff.
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, there are going to be some, but it's... I mean, we'll have spray. Or bring some. I don't know. People will have it. We'll have some, I'm sure. I don't know.
Yeah, no. Probably won't.
We'll
don't tell people we're going to have spray, because we won't.
No?
Did we have it last time?
We weren't outside. This is like a camp.
Yeah, but we were still outside most of the time.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're in Alabama, then you know what you're getting into with mosquitoes.
Yeah, but these are... I mean, we got a lot of people coming from, like, Canada.
Well, good. Hey, Alice said she's going to pack it.
They know about snow.
So we can borrow hers now.
We have those mosquitoes here, too. Only in, like, 1 month of the year.
Wow. You got it good. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and RP Gamer made a good point. It's by a lake. So.
Oh, yeah. Ticks, yeah. Ticks and stuff. Yeah. Snakes.
And it's out in the middle of nowhere, so they probably don't spray the lake. Like, around us, they even spray, and they're still big and come and bite you.
Yeah, this is rural.
Like, pretty much at dusk, like, I don't want to be outside. Like, you kind of time anything you do to not be at dusk, because that's when they're out the worst.
Yeah.
Just like a cloud.
But it's a fun adventure. I mean, normally I stay away from outdoors and nature and all that kind of stuff. It's dangerous. I mean, I'm not stupid. But this is an adventure. It's fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It's just mosquitoes. We'll put some DEET on us and, you know, grow
some
deformities. But we won't have mosquitoes, right? So DEET it up.
DEET it up.
Indeed.
And bring indeed millions indeed of done marshmallows.
But I think that's about all the housekeeping. And then, of course, we'll see you at MindCon. Jiggerbov, everybody can find you at on Twitter, at Jiggerbov.
On Twitch. Twitter, but I am on it.
Yeah.
And I tweet
that's
things.
That's true. But that's good. Like, when I started talking to you, you're like, oh, please email. And I'm like, thank you. Like, I like Twitter, but I hate, like, doing business on Twitter. Like, it doesn't make sense in my mind. And I know that everybody these days is like, that's how they do it. I'll tweet you. Yeah, I'll be on the show. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know.
Need a few more words sometimes.
Yeah.
It's easy to miss. It's unreliable.
Right. Yeah. All those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, YouTube.com/Jiggermov. Everybody, let's see if we can give them at least 20 new followers.
20?
Yeah.
20. And people call you Jig?
Some people do, and back because I retired for a little bit, but before then I had the Jiglets. Those were what my subscribers were called.
Okay, I like that.
But they gave themselves that name. It's not flattering.
Nice. I want to be a Jiglet.
You can be a Jiglet. You should go over there right now.
Yeah.
Up to 7,354, I see.
Nice.
Boom.
Well, cool. So,
lots of map stuff there.
Yeah. And do you have more maps planned for the future, even after this one that you're working on currently?
I have 6 that I've started.
Whoa.
Not including this one. It's slow going map making by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like working with other people though? Like, are you gonna?
It was. It was. City of Love was great. Like having other people to lean on, amazing. But I mean, at the same time, if they're unavailable, then
right,
it's harder too. So you know, you have to work around that. That's why I like the Adventure Multiplex. Just to plug it one more time, it's so great because I don't have to lean on anyone. I just say, hey, here are the rules. If you make something that fits these guidelines, you can be in a massive map. The last one was over 15 hours.
Wow.
To beat. So if we can make something even similar in size, I think that'll be incredible.
Very cool. Well, we'll be making one after the show with you. We might take a little 10-minute break between, but can't wait. Go to deadworkers.com, sign up for the forums or for whatever. Go to our YouTube channel. That's Dead Workers Party, Dead Workers Play, and Dead Workers On. Call us at 256-812-1010 and leave us a voicemail. We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. Once you pop, you can't stop The Shaft.